This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Do you like surprise parties?
I do, yeah.
There's two kinds of people in this world. You either like surprises or you don't.
Yeah, I like them.
I do too. Yep. I don't really know. I don't understand people who don't. Lovely Christie hates them, so I'll never get to throw one.
Yeah, the Lovely Supper doesn't like him either.
But she's really good at throwing them. Really, really good at throwing surprises. And to me, the way I sort of operate, there's kind of nothing better. There's nothing better than when something amazing is going to happen that you didn't know coming. And that's kind of what this feels like to me.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
I don't know what to do with this. You know, like a week and a half ago, we were like, have the Warriors earned your trust? And I guess the only way I can answer it is almost, but not fully. Because let me ask you this. Second end of a back-to-back, Steph questionable until tip. Did you sit down last night thinking, oh, they're going to win this? They were actual underdogs. Do you think they'd win?
Well, I mean, I thought that they had a chance because they had everybody. But then as you watch the game unfold and you get, you know, late in that second quarter and you had New York starting to kind of exert their will and they closed out the quarter in a certain way where, you know, you were down 10 late in that first half. And it's like, okay, down 10, rough start to the third. You might be down 17. You could fall down by 21. All right. It's kind of a... not really a scheduled loss, but New York is good. You're old, and it's a long road trip, so I would forgive you if you lost, but no, that third quarter went the way third quarters used to go.
But before game, are you thinking tonight's a W?
No, you're thinking it's a coin toss. Yeah. You're thinking it's probably a 55-45 against.
So maybe that's it, like it's not a perfect example of trust because you're right. Like this is the hard game. They're second end of the back to back.
Yeah, even with no Kitty Cat.
Yep, road trip and New York is a really good basketball team and all of that stuff. But you know, do you trust? I remember you and I saying that we both thought this was going to be a clutch game, and it would be tight. So. Therefore, you're at least trusting that the Warriors are going to put up a really good fight in this one. And then they did, and then they owned the second half. They owned that third quarter. I thought they owned the fourth quarter, too. Their defense was absolute restaurant quality in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, Moses Moody.
Beautiful. Yep. Beautiful, beautiful defense. Took Jalen Brunson completely out of the game. And so you love to see it because they've got multiple ways to do this. But to me, that's where we've arrived. We've arrived at a surprise party, and so I do want to go back to the Jimmy Butler trade. And we've already had the mea culpa on the Jimmy Butler trade. But now let me use a different word. I am so thankful that they made that deal. I have arrived at thankfulness for them doing that deal because, as I said a couple weeks ago, I don't even care if this does go bad next year. I did not think in my rational brain that we were going to get this again. Steph Curry and Draymond Green and meaningful basketball after the trade deadline. There was no tangible reason to think that that was going to happen again. And wherever this goes, it's here. We're here.
Yeah, no doubt.
This is meaningful basketball in March.
Well, and we thought that meaningful basketball would mean play-in tournament, and can you win one? You may have to win two. And then can we just get Steph a series? That's all we want.
Yep.
And that is what we thought meaningful basketball would be. And I set the over-under about a month and a half ago at 4.5 playoff wins. And you paused and you balked and you said, you know what? If I had to make a choice, I would take the under on 4.5 playoff wins, which means you didn't think then that they would win a series, and I agree with you. And now, if I was to set the over-under on playoff wins,
well,
it would probably be closer to 6.5 or 7.
Maybe, but keep in mind,
well,
in this
now
moment,
the expectation is for them, like you would expect that they should be able to make the playoffs and win a series.
I don't think that at all. I mean, if the playoffs started right now, they'd be in Denver for game one.
Well,
like,
right.
They're going to be underdogs.
They're trending toward not being the sixth seed. So if I ask you again,
I don't know about
if I
that.
Put the over-under at 4.5 playoff wins right now, what would you take?
I'd still take the under.
Okay. And I think that is Vegas, surprisingly negative.
No, it's not negative. It's math. They're like
math, yeah.
They remain three games. I'm playing this as Vegas would tell you. Vegas would tell you that they would be an underdog to go to the second round, even in this moment. Like, you are the sixth seed. And just because you're trending in a certain way, like, you know, you're still three games behind the Rockets and the Lakers and the Nuggets are still sitting there and they're really hard matchups and all that. But as I tried to say during the crossover, my mind's not even going there.
Of course,
I'm not on the playoffs. I am right here, right now. Wow.
Yeah, pretty good.
Wow.
Huh? Pretty
this
good.
Is not, I did not, come on. We've sat here for the better part of a year and a half taking phone calls that have essentially insinuated that what is happening right now was a goose chase, was irrational, was homerism, was stupid. Like, tons and tons of people have been, I guess you could call it, on both sides of the fence, the whole, like, now versus then, the two timelines, all of that. But come on. That's where the conversation has centered for a while. And by the way, the guy who just texted from Cancun has probably been the biggest voice in this whole city with regard to the idea that this was nonsense to think that something like this could happen. And as of about 2 months ago, I think even those of us who are the most optimistic people in the world, we're running out of bullets. This is not possible. What's happening right now?
Oh, it's very possible.
Well, not really.
Well,
it doesn't make any rational sense at all that all people who have had their 35th birthday and someone who hasn't even played a game on the West Coast in 6 years, a home game on the West Coast actually ever in his career, just walks in and now you can't lose? It's crazy.
Well, it makes sense when you think about Jimmy Butler being fresh and being motivated because he hasn't played in Miami for a long time. And so he's rested and he's still a very good player. Nobody would ever say, all the baggage aside, no one would ever say that Jimmy Butler's not a good player. And we all talked about how Steph needs to have a real number two. And you look at what Steph has done since Jimmy's been here. I mentioned it during the crossover. He's averaging 29 a game, and that includes two games against Charlotte where he was in second gear. And so Steph's game has risen to new levels. And you watched Draymond last night with a classic Draymond Green triple single.
Yep.
I think he had 9-9-8 or 9-8-8, whatever it was. Draymond Green is humming, and all the role players are contributing, maybe not night in and night out, but you look at the road trip, and I'll run down the numbers for you because Grandy and I were going back and forth on the show thread about the role players and whether or not they showed up on this road trip. You're getting contributions from Gee and Quentin and Moses, and now Pods is playing great. And so when you take everything in totality and you look at a record since Jimmy's come, yeah, it does make a lot of sense.
Well,
it's crazy to think that it's all come together this fast, and you have Kuminga still waiting in the wings. I don't think he'll play tomorrow, but on the road trip when they come home, he's going to be back eventually. Mm-hmm. And does that give you another lift?
Maybe, yeah. You can let your mind wander a little bit, for sure. It should. It should, if it's all done correctly. Like, why would a 22-year-old, the most athletic player on your team, being added back to this not help? I think there are some difficulties for him with regard to how he fits back in and keeps his mentals all in the right spot with a contract waiting for him. There's some challenges there, but I don't think it's going to make the Warriors worse. Like, it might momentarily, like for a night or two, as they try to refigure out the minutes and all of that. But even listening to what you just said, like, okay, does it quote make sense? Like, I guess it's all within the realm of someone's imagination, but no, my answer is no. I don't think that a sensical brain could have thought Well, Jimmy Butler will get acquired. You'll start winning at a 90% clip.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Steph Curry will average 7 more points a game instantaneously. And role players who made you angry all year long will just start hitting shots and making great decisions. Instantaneously. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
It's definitely best case scenario. The fact that you're 9-2, you're 9-1 when he actually plays, and everybody to a man is playing better, and the guy himself, who Miami couldn't wait to get rid of, has come in and been affable. He's burning candles. He is immediately a locker room and fan favorite. The coach loves him. Everyone loves him. Everything is beyond hunky-dory, and don't look now, but you are surging in the West. So I'm not saying that I saw this, but it's possible.
Well, that's, of course it's possible, because right. It's happening, and anything is possible. But I think you just touched on the other side to this, which is not just that suddenly the Warriors are playing great. Other than the Los Angeles Lakers, there's not a damn other thing going on in the West that hasn't fallen their way. Everyone is crumbling around them. The Clippers suddenly stink. Mm. The Kings lost their best player. The Mavericks lost all of their players.
Yeah. Phoenix has shut it down.
The Grizzlies lost their best player.
San Antonio is beset by blood clots.
And the Rockets suddenly look young. That has all happened simultaneously.
Right?
Steve Kerr is going to join us in 5 minutes. 3 weeks ago, he's like, I wonder if we could get the 6th seed. Well, here we are, and it's barely March. Like, I don't know. Go get the 2. I mean, are you just going to win every night the rest of the way?